BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Welcome to the Friday podcast, everyone.
Scott Mills.
The Friday behind the scenes bonus extra bits podcast with Chris Stark.
It's been a bit of a weird week, so Scott was meant to be back on Monday. We're all looking forward to that. He ended up not turning up because he was a little bit poorly. Then he was poorly on Tuesday, so really, he's only had half a week to do. I don't want to say he's been bunking. He assures us that he was ill, claimed to have a very nasty tropical disease. I think he said it was dengue fever. And he came to that conclusion because he had two of the nine symptoms, one of which was a feeling of tiredness. So I feel like I've been pretty loose this week. I've worked with Adele and Jordan, but when we got to Wednesday, Scott was back. Good times. You might have missed this if you weren't listening to the show live when I was on with Jordan. But one thing that I thought was amazing this week was a personalised message game that me and Jordan played. We wanted to see what we could get inscribed on different Christmas presents. I had a candle shop.
Hello, Astra.
Hiya, do you do personalised candles?
We do.
So I'm looking for a candle that I could write a message on.
Yep.
But I'm concerned that it's not all going to fit on one candle. So do you mind writing down what it is that I want to say? And then you can tell me how many candles I'm going to need, because I might print across a few of them.
Okay, okay. We've got a specific candle for specific occasions. So what type of candle did you want to buy? Was it the Christmas one?
Yeah, or something Christmassy would be good.
Okay, okay.
Something with impact.
Okay, so what words did you want to put in it?
Okay, so it's a message. So
yep.
Okay, it's not you, it's me.
Yep.
I found someone else.
Yes.
Our flame has gone out.
Well, that's relevant. Our flames has gone out.
You're dumped. Sorry.
Okay. So you still want to say Merry Christmas on the top?
That might be a nice touch.
Okay. You do realise it will be in Welsh, because this is a Welsh language product.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that could work, maybe.
Is the person Welsh or not?
No.
Okay.
Does it have to be in Welsh?
Well, that's why we are selling it. We specialise in Welsh language gifts, but we can ask the maker to change Nadolig Llawen to Merry Christmas if you want.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine in Welsh. Do you mind reading that all back to me?
Okay, so this is going to be a Merry Christmas. Oh, did you want to put a name of the person?
Yeah, can do. Okay, Jenny.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Jenny. It's not you. Sorry, it's not you, it's me. I found someone else. Our flame has gone out. You're dumped. Sorry.
Perfect. Will that be on one candle or a few?
Well, to be honest, I don't think that will all fit on one candle. You might need to reduce it or even just choose parts of it, such as our flame has gone out. You're dumped. Sorry.
Okay, so
that might fit.
So lose the first bit of the message. Do you mind just reading that back to me in Welsh?
Nadolig Llawen, Jenny, mae fflam y ganwyll wedi diffodd. Dyna ni wedi gorffen, sorry.
Yeah, I think better in Welsh. Okay then, roughly how much would that cost?
£15.50 each.
Okay, great. I'm going to have to give that a little bit of a thought, because it's slightly more than I was planning to spend. So can I call you back?
Yeah, certainly can, or you can place an order via our website.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Deal.
Okay, bye. Incredible. They'll do it. Isn't that great?
You are a legend.
You could put any message on a candle. I wish we could have gone ruder than that.
I think we've just met the nicest lady in Wales.
She is the nicest lady. She was willing to do it, no questions asked.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe they don't ask for more of the story, though. It's as if they've heard it before.
Oh my, she was so... The fat man, she went, would you like it in Welsh?
Yeah, I know, she was lovely. She was really nice. Okay, well, that's given me a thought. I think for your one, I'm going to spice it up a bit. Then it was Jordan's turn, and he had to call a snuggle blanket place.
Good afternoon, Nancy, your textiles.
Oh, hi there. I'm just calling regarding your personal messages for the snuggle blankets that you do.
Yes.
How long can the messages be? I've got just a couple of sentences.
Well, Are you on Towers R Us website, are you, or on, not on the high street?
The website, yeah.
Website, yeah. How many, I'm not sure how many letters it is, to be honest. It will let you do X amount.
Right.
But which Snuggle Touch was it you wanted? The So Soft one?
That's the one, yeah.
$19.99.
Does that wash all right? Because she gets talc everywhere.
Yeah, it does.
All right, okay, so that'll be fine in the washing machine.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare for talc. Right, the message, are you ready?
Which colour are you wanting?
Ooh, you got a nice beige one.
Beige natural, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's personalise that and see. So what do you want to put on it?
It's Ethel.
E-T-H-E-L, yeah.
Can't wait for Strictly Snuggles.
So put F on the first line. You'll get three lines. Can't wait.
What about Ethel?
Hmm?
You'll always be my naughty nanny.
Nanny, N-A-N-N-Y. I can just about do Ethel, you'll always be my naughty nanny, yeah.
Great. What about love your snuggle bunny?
What, instead?
No, so I get it right. Won't be able to fit that on. So, Ethel, you'll always be my naughty nanny. We can get that on one.
You can get it on one blanket, yeah.
Right. Just read the message back to me again so I've got it right.
So it says, you'll always be my naughty nanny.
Right, OK, great. I'll ring you back in about 5 minutes. Is that OK?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you can order it yourself online. It's not a problem.
Right, OK, yeah, I might just ring you back. Cheers, mate.
OK, cheers. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Incredible. Unbelievable. And this is what I'm thinking with all of these ones. It's like, it doesn't phase them. So what are they hearing? What's going on the rest of the time that doesn't phase them? Do you know what I mean?
You'll always be my naughty nanny.
Yeah, but I wanted you to read more. Read everything that was in front there. I wanted it to be one long piece. It would have been awesome.
Ethel, can't wait for Strictly Snuggles. You'll always be my naughty nanny.
Yeah.
Love your snuggle bunny.
It could have been great. You did very, very well there. Bless him.
Oh, I did not laugh.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I'm tempted to say we should just call back and put the order in anyway.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it could be useful. Finally, Mills returned on Wednesday. So we're really trying to push things on air with this perfume that we want to launch before Christmas. The idea is that one of you will get to wear this perfume. It's going to help you out. Maybe you need it for a night out, if you're on the pool, or just to impress someone. We turn to the one obvious person who could give us help, Claude from The Apprentice.
Good afternoon.
Now, do you think you can help us business-wise?
Well, obviously, I'd need a substantial fee for giving you advice, but as you're so friendly, perhaps I could waive it this time.
OK.
Yeah, you absolutely terrify me, by the way, yeah, Claude.
But we are not. Nice.
I am terrifying, it's fair to say.
We had a little exchange on Twitter a while ago where I wrongly invited you to the show, and you were just basically were not that keen on what I wanted to discuss. Can't quite remember what it was, but you were totally within your rights to say no.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm keen to talk about the perfume either, but,
Let's go with it. It's going to be great.
All right, so we found a supplier, Claude, and we found a man called Francois the Nose. His job is he works for a fragrance place, and he sniffs out all the best scents, the ones that he thinks will sell the most.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, okay. We've also done some telemarketing with a survey. Can I play you that?
Well, make it brief.
Oh, that's very strong.
Ooh, that's the one I could smell from across the desk.
Okay, so this, out of all three that you've given me, this is the only one that smells like a fragrance.
That's the best of all.
And that's like proper perfume, like you'd spray on yourself in the airport.
Kind of a bit like an orange. It's also a bit like toothpaste.
My sinuses are clearing.
That's a lad smell all over. That's a lad that really wants to pull on a night out and a bit of desperation.
Spray it all over your flat if you just had like a fox attack in the bins. Just spray it everywhere.
I'd definitely wear this.
How much would you pay for it?
Like, if it was in its purity, I think I'd go up to 120. I like my scents.
Well, it's fair to say that it wasn't overwhelmingly generous in terms of comments. I think that if you really are going to launch this, you'd want to do somewhat more market research and get your target audience in line and really decide on really whether the fragrance was worth investing your money in, because if people think that it's going to sort of do something to sort of put off foxes and things like that, that's not a great recommendation for a perfume.
Well, now that you're going into business with us potentially, what let's start with you. What do you smell like?
Well, I smell very fragrant, but I mean, you'll have to take my word for it, because we're not going to get that close.
No.
No?
Okay. Oh. But I imagine that you smell rich, Claude.
It's for others to say.
Okay.
I want to run a few names past you, Claude, for the perfume.
Yeah.
So let me start you with this one. We were going to start with Pulling. And this was because, obviously, it would be great if people were using this scent and obviously going out and getting some.
Dear, oh dear, you are struggling, aren't you?
Okay, right. Mm.
How about...
Are these all your ideas, Chris, or does Scott have an input? Is he basically the junior partner? How does this work?
No, he's absolutely not, Claude. He's just scared to talk.
I am, actually. I would like to call it L'eau de LOL.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Because it sounds French, but it also maintains an element of fun, which this show also has. LOL.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it all, but I'm afraid I won't be investing.
We, as part of this as well, we were getting Francois the Nose and other people to sniff different things to try work out what smells would appeal. One of the scents we nearly went for was fresh balls, fresh tennis balls. And at first we thought, well, wouldn't it be great to get Lord Sugar involved? Because obviously, you know, rich. And we thought that he could come in, obviously sniff the balls, and then he'd be sold on the idea. But he rejected it. Mm. But we're really lucky that we've got you today.
We are, but I'm feeling that there's zero love for this. I can hear you sighing really quite loudly, Claude.
Yeah. Well, the point is that both Alan Sugar and I are very keen tennis players, so... You know, the thought of tennis balls is quite appealing.
Right.
Well, we could call it Claude's Balls.
Yeah.
And it could just be a lovely, fresh... Yeah,
that's very generous of you. Very, very generous. That's really decent of you to even consider that.
But do you like the smell of fresh tennis balls? It is a good smell.
I do.
You know, when you pop it open...
Especially when you open that, absolutely.
Oh, so good.
But it's not something you'd want to kind of...
you wouldn't wear that.
Spray on yourself.
Wouldn't want to wear it, really. No, but for tennis, it's great.
Okay.
Any other parting words of advice on our journey to release a perfume?
I think you've got a long way to go. I think really you're probably best suited to just being radio presenters.
Mm. All right. Well, I'll take that as
stick
a compliment.
Stick with what you're kind of, I wouldn't say good at, but, you know.
Whilst we've got you, and it's wicked to have you on the show, I'd love to see you in the jungle. Have you ever been asked?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
But I can imagine that you would have been asked a number of times, Claude.
I was asked once and I refused once and I haven't been asked again, fortunately.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't cross you again.
Not my thing.
No.
It would be an unfair advantage on the others.
Why?
It just would be unfair. Well, because obviously I'm very adept at jungle warfare. And it just would mean that I'd be a terrific advantage to the others.
Yeah, it really
is. Are you buzzing for Christmas?
I'm buzzing all the time, to be honest. So Christmas is just one extra buzz. But for me, life is one long buzz.
Okay. All right. Well, Claude, thank you so much, because I know you're so busy and you've spent seven minutes on the phone to us, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I'm a bit disconcerted that you haven't asked me anything about The Apprentice, which, of course, is the real love of my life.
I love The Apprentice. Everyone loves The Apprentice. Everyone's
watching
it.
It's doing great this year.
And it's massive this year. And do you know what? For once, Claude, you seem to be liking some of the candidates on there. Struck up a bit of a bromance, I saw.
Well, you may interpret it that way, but I was just showing appreciation for somebody in that particular instance who was doing a great piece of work. So I don't think that you can take it any further than that.
I enjoy it when people on Twitter call you out and go, I thought you cracked a smile there, Claude, and you reply going, no, I didn't.
Yeah, look, there are a lot of deluded people in the world who think that I smile. But let me assure you, as I assure other people, that no such thing ever occurs.
Never.
I've just said never, so why are you just repeating what I've said?
Oh, God, I'm scared. All right, I think we'll leave it there, Claude, but thank you so much for being on the show.
Why don't you
Scott. All
very
the best,
quickly,
Chris.
Scott, do your impression of Claude.
I don't do an impression
do
of Claude.
Impression
I don't
of Claude.
Do a... Don't do that to me!
Do the impression
Claude, I've got to go. Bye, bye, bye. Why did you do that to me at the time?
Because it was all so awkward, I thought it'd be funny.
I don't have an impression of him.
It was really, really awkward. Honestly, Scott was ducked down behind the desk here, and I felt that I just had to talk utter nonsense at Claude. For me, it was quite a good experience, because I felt that we got Claude in full Claude mode, and really, that's what you guys want to hear.
I thought it'd be a good idea to get a little bit of extra stuff in this week's podcast. So here's a slightly longer version of Where Do You Think They Were? I'll let you into a little secret. We always record more than we need, and you guys are going to get to hear it on this podcast. So here you are.
Abby's on the line, feeling a bit nervous, aren't you?
Yes.
Because you're about to hear exactly where you were made on our feature, Where Do You Think They Were? People still love hearing this, you know. It's just a real insight into our listeners' lives.
Well, listen, everyone's got a story. Everyone has been conceived, and we've said this. It's the most natural thing in the world. You will get an epic birthday shout-out at the end of this, Abby, OK?
Yeah, I literally just feel like I'm cringing inside already.
Yeah, bear with.
Also, I will keep checking back in on you to make sure you're OK during the story, OK?
OK.
Scott, if you're ready, Abby, if you're ready, and Tracy, if you're ready, can we have the sexy music?
Hang on, I've got it right here, Chris. Here we go. Okay, this really sets the mood. Tracy.
Yes?
Do you want to start from the top?
I start from the top, okay. Before Abby was made, I was working as a professional musician and I was gigging and I was working, playing in an orchestra, accompanying a show which was travelling around.
Oh, wow, so you're in a show as a proper musician.
If you imagine people on the stage in costumes, acting and dancing, and then underneath the stage you've got live musicians.
Yes, I've seen this happen.
Yes, yeah, and that's where I was. That's what I did. That's how I earned my money.
And what instrument did you play?
I played the French horn in the at the time. Yes, and Abby's birth father, he was, at the time, he was a musician as well. He wasn't in the show, but he worked for the Royal Marines in the band service. And, yes.
Okay, and he respected you on a musical level. He respected how you played the French horn.
We met in a band.
Did you?
Yeah.
So where you perform in a show, you're generally heard but not seen, aren't you? You're sort of generally below the audience level there.
Yes, well below the audience level and heard very loudly but not seen. I was actually sat right at the back. The brass section tend to sit right at the back of the orchestra pit.
There you are, right at the back there.
Now, yeah, it must be tricky doing that. How many times were you performing? Was it every evening or...?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings, and a Thursday and a Saturday matinee.
See, that is a lot of blowing.
Yeah. Do your lips not get tired?
My lips don't get tired, and I've got a lot of puff. I've got a good set of lungs.
Good to know. Abby, are you okay?
No.
Abby, are you okay? Are you okay?
Are you okay, Abby? So, Tracy, you're in the orchestra. You're performing in the pit there.
Yes, I was playing as part of the orchestra and we had performed in the matinee on the Saturday, and my husband, who was in the Royal Marines band, he was going away on a tour of duty, and so he came to meet me after the matinee, the only time we were going to see each other for a while, because he was going away, was that afternoon, and he said, did I want to go and get something to eat or whatever? Mm. So I said, well, whatever, because I wasn't going to see him for a while. Sure. We went to go to the dressing room, but there were lots of people there.
In the theatre, right?
Yeah, in the theatre. So we went back to the orchestra pit where there was nobody else.
Okay, because we're between the shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I had about an hour and a half between the matinee and to get ready for the evening performance, and he was going to be going away, and I wouldn't have seen him for. This is how I know for sure. This is when Abby was made, because I hadn't seen my husband for a while, and I wasn't going to see him again for a number of weeks.
And let's be honest, hour and a half's enough for all of us.
And to get a bite to eat, yes, yeah.
No, you fit it all in, didn't you?
I did. I absolutely did.
So, hang on. So the pit was completely empty. The conductor was nowhere to be seen.
There's no one in there.
And there was nobody in the auditorium in the theatre. And, it was a very unusual place. But there we are. That's where, Abby, that's where you were conceived.
Abby? You OK?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We've got an orchestra pit child here.
There would have been instruments sort of just lying around, right? Were you tempted?
We were very near the timpani.
Were you... You weren't tempted to introduce a trumpet to proceedings?
It's just so easy to... Oh, ow! So easy to lean up against them, isn't it?
So I mean, one wrong move
one wrong move and a piece of scenery could have fallen over.
Exactly. So you're really near the drum kits, yeah?
Yes, the brass section in an orchestra is just in front of the percussion.
I think if I was the dad, I would have stood up and got to the drums and been like, I'm done.
It's more a comedy drum, that, though, isn't it? Are you saying that there could have been a flourish at the end just to sort of announce?
I just would have got up and been like, thank you very much, good night.
Yeah, I feel powerful.
The cymbals.
Olé.
Ta-da! Now, that is a good piece of music. I wouldn't mind a fanfare like that. That would be good.
Yeah. If only there were other people there to play it for you on the night.
Yes, I think I'd rather a fanfare than a flourish on the drum.
Understand. Well, this has been another incredible episode of Where Do You Think They Were? Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
And Abby, you've earned your birthday shout-out, but what's so special about this is we always get the shout-outs over a lovely piece of music, and this will have such a deeper meaning for you.
Oh, thank you.
Extra brass.
What we're going to do is we're going to put over a piece of classical music because your mum used to be in that orchestra, and it'll make it even more dramatic, OK?
That's just so thoughtful. Thank you so much.
No worries. I always want you to remember where she was when she made you.
Yes.
I don't think I could ever forget.
Do you know what? Whenever, Abby, you hear anyone blowing a French horn, think of your mother.
OK?
I will.
Abby, how are you feeling?
I'm really embarrassed.
No, but I think there's a very classy place to be made.
Yeah, it is. I should have, like, free tickets for life, technically. But...
Yeah, but we've had people in cars, and that's just a bit tacky, you know?
One thing we're going to start adding to on this Friday podcast is something old that went out on the show, but it was brilliant. You might have forgotten it, or maybe you never heard it in the first place. So what I've done is I went to Scott's house, Echo Falls, and underneath his house, there's a dungeon. Underneath that, there's a cellar. And in that cellar, there are these vaults. And in there are the recordings of old Scott Mills shows. I've been in there, I've had a little look around, and I've found myself some absolute Scott Mills gold. One of my favourite moments from the past of the Scott Mills show, from the past, is when we went to open the Scott Mills Bridge at Fleet Services. If you've never heard this before, this was one of our favourite shows. Enjoy.
Now. From the civil parish in the Heart District of Hampshire, this is the Scott Mills Bridge Opening Ceremony, live from Fleet Services on the M3. Get involved. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening.
Okay, we're going straight back to Fleet Services now, who have kindly changed the name of their bridge on the M3 to my name. Very soon, in less than 2 hours, it'll be called and be named the Scott Mills Bridge forever. Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello, Scott. Do you know what? Excitement is building here. There are people sort of sniffing around your bridge and arch. And, and do you know what? It just feels like people are hearing this on the radio. People are intrigued. A lot of people are turning up at the service station now to just come and have a look and see what everyone's talking about.
Stuart from Spalding says, I think this may be the best thing of 2016, your bridge opening, so I would like to press my best thing of 2016 button. I'll do that for you in a moment, Stuart. We've got Sam from Kessel who says, congratulations on the new bridge, Scott. I feel so ashamed I can't be there to see it because I'm working today. But I bet everyone, especially Chris, is so jealous that you have a bridge in the name of yourself. And now you've got a spectator there with you, Chris.
Yeah, I have. Orla is here. Orla, say hello to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Orla. So how old are you and where are you from?
I'm 20 from London.
Okay, and you're on the way back to London now?
Yeah, from Falmouth. I go there for university.
Thanks so much for stopping off at my bridge and having a nose round.
Oh, so great. Glad to be here.
What's your favourite part of my bridge, would you say?
I'm going to have to say the plaque. I really like the plaque with, like, your signature on it. Mm. It's great.
Well, you shouldn't have seen that yet, Orla, because there are curtains currently covering it.
Well,
A few people have taken it upon themselves to just have a sneak peek through the curtains.
OK, well, can we not cordon off that area, please? Can you get that sorted?
Do you know what? I can have that done. Tracy, can we cordon off around Scott's plaque area,
I don't
area,
want
please?
People spoiling the surprise by going and, like, seeing what's behind the curtains.
Yeah, we're worried the surprise is being spoiled. Can we red rope it around?
Mm.
We're trying to get hold of a red rope for you, Scott.
Thank you. And Orla, how long are you going to be staying for? Are you going to be there for the big opening at 3:10 when the curtains are thrown wide?
I'm afraid I can't. I've got to get back for my sister's 17th birthday party.
All right, brilliant. Okay, right, and where is that? In London?
In London, yeah, at home.
Okay, what, so
you're not even staying?
I can't, I'm sorry.
Well, what's the... Sorry about this, Scott.
It's, okay, can you find someone that is actually staying for the opening?
I don't know if anyone is.
All right, I'll come back to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Get involved. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening.
I'm just in the woods next to where all the lorries are, the infamous Woods of Fleet.
Oh, I've been to those woods.
So have I, a few times. It's lovely because you'd never know you're next to a motorway.
I know. It's like a forest in there.
It is, yeah, yeah. It has got forest vibes about it. But right next to where all the food is, there's loads of trees. And when you make your way through the trees and the bushes, yes, you come across all these lorries all parked up.
I know. And those will be truckers.
Yeah.
Truckers love this show. They're always getting in touch. So what's the idea to involve them this afternoon, Chris?
OK, well, there's a lot of truckers coming and going here in this bit of Fleet Services, so I thought we could do a quick horn dash, if you're keen.
And what's that, then?
It's a simple game, really. I'm going to run around, because there's loads and loads of these lorries here, and I'm just going to try and get as many as I can to blow the horn.
OK.
OK?
Yeah.
It's a simple game, and it's probably a quick game, but I'm up for it.
How are you going to get these men to blow their horns?
I'm just going to give them the universal signal that you would do towards one of these lorries to do the horn.
What signal's that?
You know, the arm up in the air and sort of, do the horn, do the horn. That, you know that sign?
Almost like a 90s boy band air grab.
Yes, yes, like that. We're going to have to go now, though, Scott, because there's lots of them suddenly started leaving.
So it's,
I don't know if they're aware of the horn dash.
So it's fist in the air and then pull it down.
Yes.
OK, Chris, you've got 90 seconds, all right?
OK, I'm ready.
Fleet Services horn dash, go!
Let's go! Come on, then. Hey, do the horn! That's one. I'm just doing the arm. Yes!
Keep doing the arm.
This way. How do we get round here? One sec, there's one round here.
Do the side.
Yes! People are very accommodating.
Oh, there's one of that.
There's one. Just doing the arm thing at him. Yes!
Yeah. Oh, another one! Whoa.
There's another one there.
Oh, wow.
Horn that. Hey! Loads of them doing it. Yes! Yes, I'm not even having to do the arm
this
thing
is amazing.
Anymore. I'm just running past them, it's glorious. Do the horn! Do the horn! Hey! Do the horn! Horn! Hey!
Oh, he's listening to how out of breath he is. Oh, Nini needs to get to the gym.
Anyone else?
Listen to your little feet.
Do the horn! Horn! Horn!
Now you're begging it.
I think I can get one more.
Time's running out, Chris. Come on. Nearly at a minute.
Horn.
Oh. Hey. Time's up. Well done.
Scott Mills.
It's the big moment. It's arrived. The walkway, which connects two sides of Fleet Services on the M3 and goes over the motorway, is about to be named after me. Let's head back to Chris Stark. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. Wow, what a time to be alive. I am by your bridge. Well, you're soon to be your bridge. And there's a decent crowd here. Decent crowd's actually turned up for this. Thank you. Small applause there. And I'm joined by Rod, who is actually the CEO of Welcome Break. Yeah, he's like the boss man of the services.
I'm extremely nervous.
Well, obviously, welcome everyone to a...
Rod. Scott, are we ready to go?
I'm ready.
Shot the gun there. Is that the phrase?
It did. Yeah, he did. But it's fine. Okay, I'll give you a little countdown for Rod.
Sorry, Rod, we've already gone wrong there.
And no, it's fine. Just pretend it didn't happen. Gloss over it. Be professional.
Yep.
Okay, we're about to open the curtains on the plaque at the Scott Mills Bridge. Over to Rod, the CEO.
Rod, go.
Well, welcome everyone to Welcome Break Fleet Services. A very proud and exciting moment for us all here, and you can see by the crowd it's pretty amazing. Real exciting day. So without any further ado, I'd like to hand over to Chris, because obviously great moment for us to get the Scott Mills Bridge named. Chris.
Thanks, Rod. 2016 has been a great year for Scott Mills. In his short time on Earth, Scott has blessed us all with his life. Born on the 28th of March 1994, son of a railway family, his statue stands firm for all to see as they pass through the Hampshire town of Eastleigh. Just as Scott bridges the gap between Nick Grimshaw and Greg James on Radio 1, now he will connect the two sides of this remarkable service station. I want you to take a moment, and I want you to look each other in the eyes. I want you to put each other in your hearts forever, because forever's about to happen here in just a few minutes. The Great Pyramid of Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus, the Colossus of Rhodes, the Lighthouse of Alexandria. Today we see an eighth wonder added to this list that will remain for eternity, the Scott Mills Bridge. I'm pleased to say millions of people will have the pleasure of experiencing Scott Mills Bridge. Whether you gently drive underneath Scott or courageously go through him. Walk with me a while as we traverse the Scott Mills Bridge. Hand in hand, if you will. Step lightly. Step gaily. Savour each and every moment. This day will go down in fleet history, etched in the annals of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scott Mills Bridge. Rod, the curtains.
Sadly, after we recorded this, the bridge actually burnt down, and I believe that they've had to reopen it again. So I'm sure if you do get across the Scott Mills Bridge, it's smelling better than ever, nice and fresh and new. Anyway, that's it from me today. We'll be back, of course, next Friday with the extra podcast, and the Scott Mills Daily is all back to normal as long as Scott's not ill next week. Have a great weekend.
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs
did
not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?